was in Rome Wednesday, yesterday, where we are, but I was in Rome on Wednesday. Never been there before. It takes 2 hours. Straight in there, no problems at all. Checking out the old Italian scene for a certain footballer who may or may not be transferred across to there. And best the most, for our point of view, for the listeners of this show's point of view, the only really great thing about Roma worth going there for is to hear their phones, which don't either trill or ring a bell or buzz or anything of the sort. But they affect the noise that you make when you get a trombone, blowing it hard and release the scale, and then bring it sharply back up again. I didn't know what it was at first. It was some kind of comic device. But every phone in round goes, nyeh. And then you flip that, and you flip it around. It's exactly like that. I've actually got a record of it somewhere. I'll find it before the end of the show, but it makes a noise like a clown's trombone. Nobody out there seems to think there's anything odd about it. I told you, you sit in restaurants and meh. And I thought, so magnificent, and they're flying the machines about to start. But I've got a record which affects that noise somewhere. I'll dig out before the end of the show. Hurtling through the recorded programme, I figure if we talk fast, we can get over with quicker. I don't know if it'll work like that. But, right, Nick Lowe, who's et cetera, et cetera. Found it. On a 1938 Charles Trenet record, obviously the studio door had been left open, and if you listen extremely carefully, you can hear a Roman telephone in the background. I don't know if they were aware of that. It's one of those things that you can hear Brian Wilson cough during the Beach Boys' Wendy. You can. If you hear Wendy, when it goes into the organ solo, you hear him go... Or that might have been my dog, if long-time listeners will remember, has a terrible cough because he smokes secretly at night when I'm not down there. I'll tell you about him later. Let me write it down so I can give you the full facts, new listeners. Dog. But anyway, like those things, and you can hear some of the Beatles talking on the CD released versions, you can hear a Roman telephone, which, as I say, sounds awfully like a trombone to me, playing in the back. Now, listen extremely carefully. Charles Trenet, it's quite a good song called Lay Music Hall, and listen for that telephone in the back. It's not there. What is it playing? Come on. Why are we doing that? Let's do that. Ah. Here it comes.
Moi, j'aime le music hall.
There it was. That's it. Listen again.
Les danseuses légères.
Obviously, nobody goes to answer it.
Here it goes.
Is there almost throughout the entire song. I'm surprised they let the song go. Listen again. It's still going.
Moi, j'aime tous les samedis. Quand Paris
an outrage.
Allume ses lumières.
Somebody answer that phone. They just don't. I mean, I'm going to leave that song on the CD, and every now and then we'll return to it and see if anyone's picked the phone up, and they don't. I don't know why the Romans feel they're so great and so witty they can do that with their phones. I mean, initially it must be funny, but the novelty wears off after the first 4 years you've got a phone up.